राधाकुन्दं गिरिवरं महोराधिका माधवासं तत्र यस्य प्रथितं कृपया श्रीगुरुं धन्यतोऽस्मि अजानुलं भूतो भुजौ कनकावदातो सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरो कमलायताक्षो विश्वम्भरो द्विजवरो युगदायमपावो वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणावतारो अनापित क्षिरिं चिरा करुणा अवतीर्णकुलो समर्पयितं अनुज्ज्वलरसं स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिपुरतसुन्दरज्युति कदम्बसन्दीपितः सदा हृदयखण्डरे स्फुरति वा सचिनन्दनः उत्तम अधम किचुन बाचिल जाचिय दिलेक कोला काहे प्रेमानंद एवन गौरंग हृदय दारिय बोल अज गौरंग कहा गौरंग ला गौरंगेर नाम रे अज गौरंग कहा गौरंग ला गौरंगेर नाम रे ज गौरंग कहा गौरंग ला गौरंगेर नाम रे अज गौरंग कहा गौरंग ला गौरंगेर नाम रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से होय अमर प्राण रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से होय अमर प्राण रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से होय अमर प्राण रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से होय अमर प्राण रे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 यशैव पदं भुज भक्तिलभ्यं प्रेमाभिधाना परमापुमता तस्मै जगन्मङ्गलमङ्गलाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते So read something from Adilila chapter 1. We thought we'd try to say a little something tonight about Gadadhar Pandit. Mm-hmm. Not very often devotees worship Lord Gadadhar. Gadadhar Pandit's a very mysterious personality, not that most people understand him very well. So we'll read from Adilila chapter 1, text 41. Gadadhara Panditari Praboranja Shatra Kari Sabha Chalani Mora Sahasra Panadita Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Gadadhara Panditari Praboranja Shatra Kari Sabha Chalani Mora Sahasra Panadita Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the internal potencies of the Lord, of whom Sri Gadadhar Pandit is the foremost. And then later on in chapter 7, Kaviraj Goswami describes. Iti na tata sada raja kurimani Tata tete bhakta tata arada pachani Iti na tata sada raja kurimani Tata tete bhakta tata arada pachani He describes Aitina Tattva, these three truths, meaning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Acharya, who are considered to be Prabhus. And of the three, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu. These three predominators, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu, are worshipable by all living entities. And the fourth principle, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, is to be understood as their worshipper. In Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his Anubhashya, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, describing the truth about the Panchatattva, explains that we should understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme predominator, and that Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are his subordinates, but are also predominators. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, and Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are manifestations of the Supreme Lord. All of them are Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme, and are therefore worshipable by the living entities. Although the other two tattvas within the category of Pancha Tattva, namely Shakti Tattva and Jiva Tattva, represented by Gadadhar and Srivas, are worshippers of the Supreme Lord, they are in the same category because they eternally engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So, Gadadhar Pandit is a very fascinating subject, a very difficult topic to understand. We spend most of our time in Jagannath Puri, where I've been living for almost 20 years now, and we do research, we publish these magazines, Krishna Kund has some of those there. We write books and we take devotees around in Parikramas and Puri. In Jagannath Puri, they have some pranam mantras they use for Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadharam aham vande madhavacharya nandanam mahabhava swarupam shri chaitanya binarupinam. I offer my obeisances to Gadadhar Pandit, who's the son of Madhavacharya. He's the very embodiment of the highest ecstasy known as Mahabhava, and he's non-different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Hladini Swarupaya Goranga Suridayacha Bhakti Shakti Pradana Pradanaya Gadadhara Namostute. Gadadhar Pandit is the embodiment of the Hladini Shakti, Krishna's internal potency. Goranga Suridayacha, he's always in the heart of Goranga Mahaprabhu. He's a manifestation of the Bhakti Shakti, and we offer our obeisances to him. So Gadadhar Pandit is described as being the son of Madhav Mishra. He's born in a Brahmin family. Even there's very little known about Gadadhar Pandit, about his life, and even about his early days, where he was born. Most people say that he was born in the village known as Belitagram, in the district of Chattogram, in what's presently Bangladesh. But another opinion from some people is that his family came from the village known as Balite, which is in the Dhaka district, also in Bangladesh. His father's name was Madhav Mishra. His mother's name was Ratnabidi Devi. His father was a pundit, a court pundit, in the king of Kandy, Maharaj Surasena. And some people say that this king, he brought Gadadhar from Balitagram to Bharatapur, which is near Kandy.
In any case, Bharatapur is a Sripat, a Gadadhar Pandit, and his nephew and famous disciple is named Sri Nayanananda Thakur. So if you go there today, there's still some very special things which are left. There's an original Bhagavad Gita, which is written in the handwriting of Gadadhar Pandit. Also, if you go to Patbari, Krishna Kunda and I went a few years ago for some research, that's just a few miles north of Kolkata. Patbari. And they have a museum there, and they have some original handwriting of Gadadhar Pandit in that museum. Very special thing. And present also in Bharatpur is a deity who is known as Gopinath. And some people call him the Mayomet, or the small deity, because Gadadhar Pandit would wear this deity of Gopinath around his neck. So if we want to understand something about Gadadhar Pandit, we have to understand something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we have to understand something about Srimati Radharani. Krishna, in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, we were just reading the other day in the first canto, he said that the climax of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Ras Lila. The 10th canto is the most famous part of the Bhagavatam, and out of that 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, the Ras Lila is considered to be the cream of the topmost part. Krishna performed his Ras Lila with the gopis, and then at one point he disappeared. And the gopis became mad in separation from Krishna. And they began acting out Krishna's pastimes. Some of them would act like they were Krishna. Another gopi would act like she was Trinavarta, and she would hold her cloth out like this, like she was flying. Another one would act like she was Putana. And another one would act as she was Krishna, like she's killing Putana. This is known as Unmadana, or divine madness, which comes from Vipralamba, or separation. So then suddenly Krishna reappeared there in that Rasleela. And the gopis were a little sulky. And they said, is there something wrong with our love? Is that why you left? And Krishna was in a difficult situation. He had to explain. Actually, Krishna's desire was to increase the love of the gopis. So Krishna at that time, to pacify the gopis, he said something which, if we say the 10th canto is the essence of the Bhagavatam and the Ras Lila is the essence of the 10th canto, then we could say easily that this verse is the essence of the Ras Lila. He told the gopis, Napadiyeham nidavadyasam yujam swasadu krityam vibudaya sapiva yamabajam durjaya geha shrinkalai samvichayatad prapatiyatu sadhana. He said that, I don't know how to repay you. Don't think that your love has some fault. There's no fault in your love. Your love is completely spotless. Everyone else's love in this world is known as hoitiki priti. There's two types of love. Hoitiki priti and ahoitiki priti. Hoitiki priti means with a motivation. And ahoitiki is without a motivation. So the gopis, they have no motivation. They simply want to please me. And everyone else, I know how to repay them. Everyone else's love is known as sopadika priti. Love with a designation. We have our child. And we love our child because it's my child. We have a wife or a husband. And they have a designation from us. We love them because they're my wife, my child. We love our country because I was born there. And because I'm a citizen. These are all examples of sopadika priti. Love with a designation. But the nature of the gopi's love is it's nirupadika priti. It has no designation. Because the gopis, they're married. But they're giving that up. And they're running to Krishna in the dead of night. So their love is called, it's a little technical, but it's an important subject, it's called Ramatva. Which means it is simply gives pleasure to Krishna. Ramatva. Whereas the love of the Mahishis, those married queens in Dwarka, that's known as Patitva. It's love, but there's a designation. He's my husband. So that type of love, that swakya priti, or that love within a married life, doesn't give Krishna as much satisfaction. And there's some motivation there. He's our husband. So Krishna can repay them. They want something from him. He's able to repay it. But the gopis, they don't want anything from Krishna. Their love is parakya, which means they're married to someone else. So Krishna was always thinking, how can I repay them? What can I do? I made this promise in the Bhagavad Gita. Yayatam mam prapadyante, tam sataiva bhajamyaham. I always repay my debt. That's Krishna's nature. Krishna's Rasika Shekhar. He's the king of rasas, Krishna, jewel of all rasas. He always reciprocates with everyone. But with the gopis, they just didn't want anything. They simply wanted Krishna's pleasure. So Krishna was at a loss. How can I repay my debt to them? He's always thinking and thinking and thinking about it. Bill, if you borrow a large sum of money in Brazil from some mafia people, and they come to you and they say, hey, now it's time, you have to repay your money, and you don't have the money, what will you do? Maybe you might go to a bank, yes? And try to borrow money from the bank so you can repay this debt. But the bank won't give you money. Then what can you do? And they're going to you have a very dangerous situation. You have to steal it. So similarly, Krishna, he asked Srimati Radharani to give him her love. Because this is something Krishna doesn't understand. Try to understand the amazing quality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's not like any other manifestation of the Lord. He's known as Bhakti Naipunya, or the last limit of Bhakti. Because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna has a job. He has a position, an ontological position. He's God. He's Priti Dishroy, technically. Which means he's the supreme object of love. And Srimati Radharani also has a position. She's Priti Ashray, the supreme abode of love. Krishna's Asamordva. No one can be equal to him. No one can be greater than him. In the same way, Srimati Radharani is also Asamordva. No one can be equal to or greater than her, not even Krishna, in the category of divine love. So when Krishna couldn't borrow her love to repay it, because this debt that he had was a debt of love, but he was over his head because the gopis, their love was something he couldn't reciprocate with. Their love was greater than his love. Radharani's love for Krishna is greater than his love for her. He doesn't know, how I have to repay this. It's disturbing him so much. How can I repay this love? The gopis' love, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, vyavasayatmika budhi ekeha kuru nandana. This is the nature of the gopis' love. It's very one-pointed. They only want to see Krishna. It's Dvibhuj Muralidhar, Krishna playing a flute. Sham Sundar, Akeshigat, in the bank of the Jamuna. That's the only way they want to see Krishna. They love that supreme form of his. Therefore it said, Arajo Bhagavan Brajesatanayas Tadama Brindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. That in the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is from the Chaitanya Mata Manjusa by Srinath Chakravarti, in the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan is the topmost abode, Krishna is the topmost form of the Lord, and the gopis are the topmost worshippers of the Lord. So their love is one-pointed. But Krishna says in the Gita, be vyavasyatmika buddhi, be one-pointed. Don't be bahusaka yanandascha. Buddhiyo vyavisayanam, going all over the place. When we do our bhajan, we should be very, very fixed, thinking about Krishna, trying to desire the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. The gopis are like that, but Krishna's not like that. Krishna's bahusaka, like anything, because he's reciprocating with Ruttak and Patrak, his servants, with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, with Sridham and Madhu Mangal. With the gopis, he's reciprocating with everyone and all the three worlds. He's not one-pointed like the gopis. The gopis don't care about anything else. So he's always thinking, how can I repay that debt? So to repay that debt, he couldn't borrow the wealth. Radharani wouldn't give it to him. And like Bill, he had to become a thief. Krishna's famous as Chora Graganya. Chora Graganya means the greatest thief. And he's glorified in various Vedic literatures. I have this here. Let's see. Very nice song is there. Krishna, when he's young, he steals a makanchor. He steals the makan, the butter of the gopis. He later on, he steals the cloth of the gopis. He's completely a thief. And he's described as being the greatest thief. He's also, he steals the color of the black cloud. He steals the heart of Srimati Radharani. And he steals the love, or the sins, I should say, of his devotees. And so they describe that who can understand this thief? We've never seen such a thief as this. So Krishna, he stole Radharani's love. How did he do that? By separation. That separation is described as Vipalamba Agni, the fire of separation. And Radharani's heart is like wax, and it melted after Krishna left for Mathura and Dwarka. That's known as Sudura Prabhas. Four types of separation are there. And this is the last and most intense. When Krishna goes to a distant place, Radharani's heart melted. And at that time, Krishna, who is the greatest of thieves, Rupa Goswami, he says that you remember that phrase? In his Dvitiya Chaitanyashtakam, he says that Rasastomam Ritva, that Krishna entered into Radharani's heart and he stole her love. But something happened to him when he did that. When he came out of her heart, everything was different. Jamuna was gone. Govardhan Hill was gone. Vrindavan Dham was gone. All the gopis were gone. And suddenly he was on the bank of the Ganga in Navadvip. And all the gopis had become men and they were doing kirtan there. And Krishna looked at his own body and it was different. Suddenly he was a golden complexion. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisovanayaiva. Krishna had three desires he came in. And this Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvali Tam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radharani's mood is predominant in Gura. So he has a golden complexion. He's come in the form of a devotee. He wants to taste Radharani's love. He's not come to be a deity. This is a very big subject we were speaking on recently in Odisha in Ukraine. He came to be a devotee, to relish what it's like to be a devotee. This is something he never got a chance to do before. And that's why traditionally Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't put a peacock feather on the deity of Gaura Nityananda, Gaura Gadadhar. Because you could, he's Krishna. You could also put a Shankha Chakra Gada Padma in his hands, a club, a lotus flower, a disc, and like that. You could do those things. He's also Narayan. You could put a flute in his hand. But he's coming for a particular purpose. And Prabhupada said, when the Lord comes, we should respect that particular mood. Whenever he comes, his devotees come also with him to help support his particular mood. When he comes as Bhagavan Ramachandra, then some of the Brijbasis, they manifest themselves as the monkeys of Kishkinda. And they have a certain mood, which enhances the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. When the Lord manifests his Aishvarja Moya Rup, his opulent form, his Vaikuntha Pati, Lord Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha, then his associates come in Chaturbhuj Rup, they come in four-armed forms. And they assist the Lord in Vaikuntha, and they enhance the pastimes in that way. And whatever form the Lord comes in, his devotees also come, and they also enhance his pastimes. Srimati Radharani is always with Krishna. It's described in Garga Samhita that when the Lord comes as Bhagavan Ramachandra, then Radharani comes as Sita. When he comes as Lord Nrisimhadeva, she appears as Lakshmi Devi. Even when the Lord comes as Naranarayan Rishi, he's a brahmachari. Then Radharani comes as his shadow. And when he comes as a Mahatattva, she comes as Pradhan. She's always present with the Lord in whatever form he manifests himself in. And she comes in a form to help the Lord enjoy pastimes. So who is Gadadhar Pandit? And what kind of role does Gadadhar Pandit play? And the Gorgonadish Dipikat said, Sri Radha Prema Rupa Ya Pura Vrindavaneshwari Sa Sri Gadadharo Gora Vallabha Pandidakyata. Srimati Radharani was a personification of pure love for Krishna, who's a queen of Vrindavan, appeared as Sri Gadadhar Pandit, who's very dear to Lord Gora. Now this is a very confusing thing, because we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So then Gadadhar Pandit is also Radharani? Some say that when Krishna entered into Radharani's heart, he stole the mood of Radharani. And what was left, that was Gadadhar Pandit. And for this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the Purnima, the Gaur Purnima, the full moon. Purnima means full. And Gadadhar Pandit appeared on the Amavasya, on the dark moon day when there's no moon. They say this is one reason why Gadadhar appeared like that. But Shubh Damodar in Gaur Ganadish Dipika, he says, Radha Manugata Yattal Lalityapi Anuradhika Atapradishat Eshatam Gora Chandure Yata. Lalita Saki always follows Radharani, and therefore she's known as Anuradha, Radharani's assistant, Radharani's follower. When Radha appeared as Gadadhar Pandit, Lalita followed her, entering the body of Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, Gadadhar Pandit is the incarnation of both Radharani and Lalita. And this is also described by Kavi Karnapur in his Sanskrit book, the Chaitanya Chandodaya Natakam. Iyam api lalitaiva radhikali nakalu gadadharesha busarendraha harirayam matava sayaiva shakya chutiyam abhutsa sakicha radhika cha. He says there that Gadadhar Pandit is the incarnation of both Radharani and Lalita. And he says that these two are the transcendental potencies of the Lord. And since the Lord is not different from his potencies, and it may be said that he's present wherever his potencies go, he says, for this reason, Harir Ayamatava Swayayava Shakcha, that Lord Hari is also present in the body of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar is therefore the incarnation of three persons, Radha, Lalita, and Lord Hari. It's become very confusing, isn't it? No, very, very deep thing. Gadadhar Pandit is a very, very difficult tattva to understand. It's described that Gadadhar Pandit was practically inseparable from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from their youngest days. And Mahaprabhu had an affectionate name for him. He'd always call him Gadai. Gadadhar means the holder of a club. It's a name for Lord Balaram. And he took part in the pastimes of the Lord in Navadvip Dham. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he returned from Gaya and initiation from Ishwara Puri, he began to manifest Radha Bhav. And first he came to the house of where he met Lord Nityananda Krishna Kund, Chandrasekhar Acharya, where he first met with Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Bhavan, which is not far from our ISKCON Mayapur place. And at that time, he began to manifest this Radha Bhav, and Gadadhar Pandit came there. What was the role of Gadadhar Pandit in Gaura Leela? If the Lord Shakti always comes with the Lord, and she always assists the Lord in his pastimes, what was the role of Gadadhar Pandit? We don't hear very much about her, about him. And that's one of his roles. We don't hear very much about him. He had to play a subservient role, a quiet role. Because Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. Gadadhar Pandit can't act as Radharani. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mood is in a particular way. He is not coming to be like Krishna. Some people, they say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme enjoyer. And they worship him as the Nagar. They're known as the Gora Nagaris. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he didn't appreciate that. And he said, this is a wrong way to worship the Lord. Sabir Parashriya Prati Nahi Pariharatna Yoti Dure Prabhu Hare. Mahaprabhu had a different mood than Krishna. Krishna used to, he'd see the gopis and he would pull on their saris. Sometimes the gopis would be taking bath in the Jamuna, and Krishna would jump in the water, little upstream, and he would swim under the water, and he would grab the gopis from underneath the water. He was always teasing the gopis, always looking at them and smiling at them. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never joke with other men's wives. And if he saw a woman from a distance, he would move to a different side. His mood was very different. Hey, Mata Chapalaya, Karina Shabasane, Sri Mata Nade, Kina, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He says that, Mata Chapalaya Korena Sabasana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very mischievous. When he was Nimai Pandit, he was always causing so much trouble. He had like a gang of boys, and they were going, and they were teasing so many people and causing so many troubles. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says that although he was mischievous to everyone, still he never cast even a sidelong glance on any woman. Hina nama prabhu he avatar hamina kori la vedi hare krishna hare krishna hare krishna krishna hare 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 rama. In this manifestation of the Lord, he would not even hear the word woman. He was very, very detached. And for that reason, he was very, very famous in the world. Atahi bhajati mahi ma sakale Gauranga nadhara hena skada nani kole Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. Yajyati sakala sava sangha vetahane Yajyati asrabha vase gaya nidhanane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Therefore, wise persons never glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Nagara or the enjoyer. That wasn't his mood. Yajyapi sakala stabha sandabatahani tatapiha sabhava Se Gaya Bhuta Jani. Although he says it's possible to glorify the Lord in every way, wise devotees glorify the Lord in a proper way for the nature he displays at that moment. So Gadadhar Pandit, although he's Radharani, he's coming in a different mood. Because the Lord's not the Nagara. He's not the enjoyer. Some people, they worship Gaur Gadadhar, thinking that there's some kind of conjugal mellow between the two. But no. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come in that mood. So then how was Gadadhar Pandit serving the Lord? How was he assisting? When Krishna entered into Radharani's heart, it was like a tiny little person entering into the vast ocean. And you don't know which way to go. This is the ocean of Madanakya Mahabhava Mayi Radha, the ocean of Srimati Radharani's love, which is so vast and unlimited. Krishna didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to begin tasting it. He didn't know how to taste it. If we do a drama, in the drama we write a play about the wonderful life and teachings of Bhakta Bill from Brazil. Nice play. That may show in Broadway for some time. And I'm going to play Bhakta Bill in the drama. I had very good fortune. But I don't know his mood. So how can I understand? I need his help. I require that. And if he stands off the stage, no, Madhava, you should be more ecstatic. You should be more sweet, more kind. You're not being like me, really. So Krishna, he was over his head. He didn't understand how to taste this Radha Bhava. He needed some help. So Srimati Radharani personally came. And from the very beginning of his pastimes, Srimati Gadadhar Pandit was indicating to Mahaprabhu, no, you should enjoy like this. You should be like this. This should be your mood. On one occasion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would begin to call out, "Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna?" And the devotees said that Gadadhar Pandit said, "He's in your heart." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would begin to tear at his chest. He was going to tear his chest open because he wanted to get to Krishna. And then Gadadhar Pandit said, no, it's okay, be calm. He'll come to you soon. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed down. And Sachimata, she was very impressed. She said, "Gadadhar, you should stay with my Nimai all the time because you have some ability to calm him down." On one occasion, it's described that the devotee, Mukunda, who was very good friends with Gadadhar Pandit, he once came to Gadadhar and said, "Hey, Gadadhar, I want to tell you something very special. There's a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava who just came to Navadvipa." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has always been calling out for him, "Father, Father." And that devotee, his name is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Very, very special, elevated devotee. "I'm going to see him. Would you like to come?" Gadadhar said, "Yes." So they went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And when Gadadhar arrived, he looked, and he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi in a very expensive silk dhoti, and kurta that was embroidered, and gold jewelry, and jewels, and oiled back hair, and so many servants, and very opulent bedding in his room, and a gold spittoon, and he's chewing pan and spitting it in the bucket. Gadadhar Pandit was a brahmachari from life. Gadadhar Pandit thought, "This guy is a sadhu? I don't think so." So Mukunda could understand the mind of Gadadhar, and he began speaking a verse from the third canto of the Bhagavatam, beginning with the words "Aho Bakiyam," which glorifies the sister of Bakasura, Putana, and how fortunate she was. It glorifies Krishna, and how kind Krishna is, how forgiving he is, that he forgave Putana and gave the place of a datri, a nurse, in the spiritual world. And when Mukunda began singing this verse, suddenly Pundarik Vidyanidhi became mad. And he started tearing at his clothes and rolling on the ground and smashing everything and disheveling his hair and crying out, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you?" And then Gadadhar Pandit thought, I made some offense. I didn't recognize this devotee. So it was weighing on Gadadhar Pandit's mind very heavily. We should be very careful. Sadhu Sabadan, we were saying the other day. Be very careful when we deal with devotees. Don't find fault in devotees, because a very terrible offense. So Gadadhar was thinking, "I did this offense. How can I be forgiven?" So he thought, "I have to take initiation from this person. That's the only way I can be forgiven from my offense." So he went to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he begged him, "Please give me initiation." This is very appropriate because Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Krishna Leela is Maharaj Vrishabhanu, the father of Srimati Radharani. So he's the father of Radharani again in Gaura Leela as Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the guru of Gadadhar Pandit. And it's interesting in this regard too that later on Gadadhar Pandit, he got this mantra from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi left, and Gadadhar spoke that mantra to someone. He told someone about it. And then, because he spoke that mantra loudly, which we shouldn't do, and that these mantras should be kept secret as part of our bhajan, as part of our relationship with our guru, it's a very, very private thing. Because Gadadhar had done that, he felt that the mantra had lost its potency. So he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked the Supreme Lord, "You please reinitiate me into this mantra. Give me this mantra again." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, I can't do that. That's an aparad. You already got the mantra from someone else. It's not necessary to get it from me again. And if you want to do something, you should go speak with Pundarik Vidyanidhi, because he's the personality who gave you that mantra." So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit also accompanied the Lord. And Gadadhar Pandit was always reading the Bhagavatam to the Lord. We made a magazine about the Bhagavatam, and we printed a very old, very rare painting, which I think is in Bharatpur in one bank in a safe. This painting is 500 years old. It was commissioned by Maharaj Pratapurudra. It was a painting done directly at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very difficult to get a copy. We got some photo of that. And it's a picture of Maharaj Pratapurudra laying down, offering dandavats. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and listening to Gadadhar Pandit reciting the Bhagavatam. And present there is Advaita Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur is in the background hanging at his clothes to dry. Some people say that this indicates that Gadadhar Pandit was speaking the Bhagavatam on the bank of Markandeya Sarovar in Jagannath Puri, because you can see the water in that place. Other people say that Gadadhar Pandit was speaking the Bhagavatam to the Lord in the temple of Tota Gopinath in Puri. In any case, he was speaking the Bhagavatam every day to the Lord. And this was his pastime. What is the necessity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear the Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit? What is the purpose of that leela? Well, there's an antaranga karan and a bahiranga karan, an internal reason and an external reason. The external reason is to teach all of us that we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam and we should relish it every day. And Gadadhar Pandit in particular was reciting every day the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Charit, and the Prahlad Charit. The pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. Why was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relishing that? Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radharani, is teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to relish Radha Bhava. Why then is he reading these two particular sections of the Bhagavatam? Why not the 10th canto, the section about the Ras Leela? So again, there's a Bahiranga Karan and an Antaranga Karan, an external reason and an internal reason. The external reason is for Loka Siksha, again, to teach us that the Bhagavatam, Adoante Tamadje Chahari Sarvatra Gita, is simply full of Krishna, whether the beginning, the middle, or the end. It's relishable wherever we taste the Bhagavatam. But there's also an internal reason. Gadadhar Pandit is speaking the Bhagavatam to Mahaprabhu to teach him how to relish Radha Bhava. And for that reason, he's focusing on these two chapters because Radharani likes these two chapters. Because Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj, they're always facing so many obstacles in their love. Just like Radharani, she's staying in Yavat with Kutila and Jatila, and they're always causing her so much trouble. They're always trying to stop Radharani from coming together with Krishna. So Radharani, she relates to Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. And she's relating these pastimes as Gadadhar Pandit to Mahaprabhu to teach Mahaprabhu how to relish Radha Bhava. It's described in the book Bhaktivrata Nakar by Narahari Chakravarti that one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the place known as Chatak Parvat, which is there in Jagannath Puri, just near what's today the Purushottam Mutt, the only temple in Jagannath Puri established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And one day, he was sitting there with Gadadhar Pandit and a few other devotees, and they were speaking. And as he was talking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seemingly idly digging in the sand. And suddenly he said, "Gadai, would you do something for me?" And Gadadhar said, "Yes, my lord, what is it? Would you worship Gopinath for me?" And Mahaprabhu revealed under the sand the forms of Shishi Radha, Lalita, Tota Gopinath. And Gadadhar Pandit began worshipping him. These deities are said to have been established by Lord Brahma in Satya Yuga, at the same time when he established Lord Jagannath. Now someone may question, what is the necessity, what is the purpose of Gadadhar Pandit worshipping Tota Gopinath? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needed that to prevent some possible rasabhas or overlapping of pastimes. Because Gadadhar Pandit's Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, so he has to keep Gadadhar Pandit busy, so to speak. Previously in Krishna Leela, Srimati Radharani suffered so terribly from pangs of separation from Krishna. So when the Lord came again as Lord Gaurasundara, Radharani didn't want to go through that separation again. And that's also why later on when Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, Gadadhar insisted on accompanying the Lord. And the Lord allowed Gadadhar to go all the way to Cuttack, to the bank of the Mahanadi River. And there's a place there, we have some slideshow about Orissa, we have some pictures, that they have a special place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. And he told Gadadhar Pandit, he said, you have to stay here. And Gadadhar said, no, I'll come with you. Mahaprabhu refused, got on the boat, and Gadadhar Pandit fell unconscious to the ground in ecstasy and separation. So as Gadadhar Pandit, he couldn't tolerate separation from Krishna or from Gaura, so he always was with the Lord in Navadvipa and also in his pastimes later in Puri. And so it was with great difficulty that Mahaprabhu convinced him to return to Puri. He told him that you made this vow. Mahaprabhu wanted him to make this vow to worship Gopinath. And he took a vow of Ketra Sannyas. This is a very big question also. I don't think we should go in this direction right now because it would take us a few more hours. But why did Gadadhar Pandit take a vow, I'll never leave Jagannath Puri if he's Radharani? Radharani should stay in Vrindavan. Why is he in Jagannath Puri? Well, and the skinny is because Jagannath Puri is Gupta Vrindavan, is hidden Vrindavan. But to establish that and explain the intricacies of that is a very huge subject, very fascinating topic. So Gadadhar Pandit stayed there. Mahaprabhu gave him the worship of Gopinath to keep him busy, to keep him away from worshiping the Mahaprabhu as Krishna. And Gadadhar Pandit, as we mentioned, his function, his service was to help the Lord to relish this Radha Bhav. Now, if I wanted to play Bhakta Bill in this famous drama which is going to appear in Broadway, then he may also tell me, I don't know about myself. So I might have to go and ask his mother or father or his some girlfriend, some very close person, a wife if he's married. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to taste this Radha Bhav. So he had to have some help. And Radharani herself helped in some ways, but he required the help of Radharani's most intimate associates, Srup Damodar and Roy Ramananda, who were actually Lalita and Vishakha Sakis. And so that Gambhira was something like a stage. And just like on the stage, I may be doing a drama playing Bhakta Bill, and there's a curtain, and behind the curtain, Bill is giving me, no, be more emotional now. When you talk about my mother, be very loving. He'll say things like that. He'll give me some advice in that way. So similarly, the Gambhira as compared to like a stage. And the curtain was Chatak Parva. On the other side of that curtain was Gadadhar Pandit, giving some instruction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Srimad Bhagavatam, but in a more distant way. And directly with the Lord were Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi as Srup Damodar and Roy Ramananda. Mm-hmm. And in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to relish Radha Bhav by the mercy of Gadadhar Pandit. So we can pass these pictures around. What happened? It's described that, there they are, right there. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, devotees don't like to speak about the disappearance of Mahaprabhu. I was doing some research in Orissa and we found some very rare books written at the time of Mahaprabhu, which gives some clue. And I think we ascertain the actual day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, which we don't like to speak about. But it may be relevant in regards to this discussion about Gadadhar Pandit. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu, he sent Jagadananda Pandit to Navadvip, and he told him, when you're there, you should see my mother, Sachi, and you should console her. And so when he came back, Mahaprabhu asked Jagadananda, he said, everything's okay with my mother? Yes, your mother's fine. Just like Bill, he also wants to know about his mother. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not a brahmachari, he's a mamachari. Bill's also a mamachari, the devotee of his mother. When Jagadananda Pandit came back, he asked about his mother, and he asked, is there any other messages or anything? He said, yes. That Advaitacharya, he's a very strange fellow. Mahaprabhu said, yes, I know he's a little funny sometimes. Well, he says some message, but it doesn't make any sense. He just wrote some poem. Bao laki kahina loka hoi la bao. Bao laki kahina haite na bi kai chao. He said, you please tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's like a madman, that everyone here has also become like a madman. And that rice is no longer in demand in the marketplace. And all the devotees who were present there, at the Gopinath temple, no one could understand, what is this? Does it make any sense? Only Srupa Damodar and Gadadhar Pandit, when they heard that, they became a little disturbed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, externally, he acted like, what is this? It makes no sense. And then if you look in Chaitanya Charitamrita, just after that, he gives some clue. He says, Advaita Chai is very powerful. He's a great pujari. And he can perform the abhana ceremony, the samstapana, the deity installation. He can call the deity. And then after some time, also he'll perform visarjana. Visarjana means when you allow the deity to go. If you go to, you're from India? Where?
Dehradun.
Where?
Dehradun.
Dehradun. You've been to Mumbai sometimes? You ever been there for Ganesh Puja?
No.
If you go to Mumbai for Ganesh Puja, it's a very big festival. Mumbai is very famous for Ganesh Puja. I've been there at that time. And you'll see they perform this visarjan. They install Ganesh, and they put him on the back of pickup trucks and things, and they take him to the ocean, and they throw him in the ocean after that. And they perform some visarjana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, so this Advaita Chari is very powerful. He called the deity, and now he can let the deity go. And Srupa Damodara Goswami became very disturbed hearing the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's also described in Bhaktivinoda Nakar that Donhara Nayini Dhara Bhai Atishai Taha Nirakiti Dravi Pashna Hridoy. At that time, Mamu Thakur later on told this to Narottam Das Thakur when he came to Puri. He said that I saw Sri Sri Gaura Gadadhar sitting and having a conversation here in the Tota Gopinath temple. And I don't know what they were talking about. But when they were speaking, both of them began to shed tears like anything. And when I saw that, my heart melted. And then he describes, Prabhi Shila A Gopinathira Mandire Hoila Dharshane Puna Na Aila Bahire. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the temple of Gopinath and disappeared. In one local book we were mentioning in Jagannath, in Orissa, it's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared in the Gundicha temple. Srupa Damodara Goswami left on the day of Ratha Yatra. And so we think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have left this world either the day before Ratha Yatra in Gundicha Marjana or the day of Ratha Yatra itself, and probably the day of Ratha Yatra. Because he was at the Gundicha temple and it's described that he disappeared and the devotees went looking for him. This happens sometimes. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would disappear from the Gambira or other places and the devotees would go looking for him. They went looking all over Puri and they knew the places where the Lord would go. So they were going to those places and one of the places they went to was the Tota Gopinath temple. And it said that when they went there, they found, thank you, Guru, they found a Mahaprabhu's outer cloth lying outside of the temple. And they didn't understand that Mahaprabhu had gone inside of the temple. And according to this version, Mahaprabhu entered into the deity, the Tota Gopinath. Gadadhar Pandit stayed in this world for another year. Why? Srinivasacharya, when he was coming to Puri, it's described in Bhaktivinoda Nakar, he saw some people coming in the other direction, going north on the road toward West Bengal. And the people looked so disturbed and so very, they were crying and lamenting. And Srinivas asked him, Srinivas was very excited, he was on his way to Puri to have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was running there. And he saw these people and he asked, what happened, what's wrong? They told him, you haven't heard? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. And when Srinivasacharya heard that, he fell to the ground unconscious. And then he decided, better I end my life. If I can't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the reason for living? So he sat down in that place and began to fast to death. And that night, very late at night, 2, 3 in the morning, by the Lord's arrangement, he fell asleep. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before him and told him, Dide, calm down, everything is okay. Go to Puri. Gadadhar Pandit is waiting for you. I told Gadadhar that you would be coming soon. And Gadadhar will speak the Bhagavatam to you. So Srinivas Acharya, when he regained his external consciousness, and Mahaprabhu again disappeared, again he began crying in separation. But now he had something to live for. And he went to Jagannath Puri, and he met with Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, as soon as he saw Srinivas Acharya, he saw, oh, this is that person that my Lord said was going to come. Because he's a Vaish. He has the Shakti of Mahaprabhu in him. I can see that. So Srinivas told him, he said, the Lord told me that you would speak the Bhagavatam to me. Yes, Mahaprabhu spoke this thing to me. So you sit down here, I'll speak the Bhagavatam to you. But there was a problem. When they picked up the book, Gadadhar Pandit couldn't read it. Because when he was reading it with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both crying and crying. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the topmost emotions of love of God. And they were crying and crying, and so their tears smeared the ink in the book. Gadadhar Pandit said, I'm sorry, I can't read it. He said, you should go back to Navadvip and get someone to get you a copy. There was no BBT distributor at that time, Bhagavatams. And Jagannath Puri. Prabhuji wasn't there selling books or anything either, you know. But he told Srinivas, he said, you go very quickly, because I don't know how long I can stay in this world. People say that Tota Gopinath, here's a picture of Gopinath. Tota Gopinath is sitting down because Gadadhar Pandit, in his old age, could no longer put the mukut, the crown, on Gopinath's head. Other people say that's bogus, it's not true. They say that Gopinath was sitting down originally for Lord Brahma when he established the deity. Other people say, no, it is possible that it could have happened that way with Gopinath, with Gadadhar Pandit. Because Gadadhar Pandit, after Mahaprabhu left, he aged very quickly. He told Srinivas Acharya, you go very quickly and come back, because I don't know how long I'll be here. And Srinivas went back to Navadvip, and he saw so many devotees there, Srivas Thakur and Hadai Pandit and different devotees were there, and he was associating with them, and it became a little late. And then when he was going back to Puri again, he heard the terrible news from some people again on their way, that Gadadhar had left. Gadadhar Pandit left this world on the day of Ratha Yatra, which also makes us suspect that Gadadhar Pandit, that Mahaprabhu left on the Ratha Yatra day, because they say in one local book there that when Supdamana Goswami heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left, he fell to the ground unconscious, and he disappeared shortly after that. Now we have a question ahead of us. Prabhuji, you've been to India several times. Anybody else? Have you been to India, Prabhu? Have you been to Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan? Have either of you been to visit Gadadhar Pandit Samadhi?
I was on a tour of Jagannath Puri. Maybe I went there.
Do you remember where it is? Have you seen it? There's a Danta Samadhi of Gadadhar Pandit in Vrindavan, his Tooth Samadhi. But no one knows about the Samadhi of Gadadhar Pandit. Have you been to the Samadhi of Supdamana Goswami? No, I don't think so. Because there is no Samadhi of Supdamana Goswami. Why is that? This picture, you should look long and hard at it. They say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into Gopinath, and the Gadadhar Pandit entered into Radharani. That's on the right side of the picture. And Supdamana Goswami entered into Lalita. And so when we go to have darshan of Tota Gopinath, you're directly having darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This cloth was given to me by Balaram, one of the pujaris in Tota Gopinath. This is prasadam in Tota Gopinath. Put that to your head, pass that around. And every year, on the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit, they dress Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up in a very special dress. They don't allow any photos for Tota Gopinath temple, but we have some tricks. And this particular photo is a very special picture. Once a year on Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day, I think it is, they dress Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up in his Sadbhuj Vesh. Like Krishna, with two hands like Krishna, two hands like Lord Ramachandra, and two hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a picture of that Sadbhujvesh, Tota Gopinath. In that dress. And you can see Radharani Gadadhar Pandit on the right side of the picture. So, this Gadadhar Tattva is a very, very deep thing. And the devotees, they worship Gaur Gadadhar, understanding that they say that if you worship Gaur Gadadhar very nicely, then at a certain point, Gaur Gadadhar will disappear and they'll become Shishi Radha and Krishna. And very rasic bhaktas, they worship Gaur Gadadhar in that way. Other devotees, Srila Prabhupada in particular too, he'd like to encourage the devotees to worship Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Because Lord Nityananda is even more merciful than Gadadhar, more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's another kind of mood. And Gaur Gadadhar is a very, very secret, special thing. Very, very difficult to understand this Gadadhar Tattva. These are just a few things that we've heard over the years. So I hope everybody likes some of them. Shishi Gaur Gadadhar ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi. Any questions or comments, Prabhuji?
You mentioned that Radharani always follows Krishna, and even Narayana Rishi, she's a shadow. So in Jagannath Puri.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid I know your question. Yes?
In the Jagannath temple.
Yep. give me the magazine, Kun. We wrote a magazine a few years ago, and this magazine was the culmination of, I can say honestly, about 15 years of research. And we had a question. The question is that if you say that Jagannath is Shamsundar Vrindavan Krishna, then, as they say in Bengal, Kotai Radha, where is Radharani? Because Radharani is always with Krishna, especially Vrindavan Krishna. And if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so rasik, and he's in the mood of Radha Bhav, why is he worshipping Jagannath? Why? And that is his Ishtadev, and we established that. So we wrote some article we called The Hidden Identity of Lord Jagannath. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very big subject matter. But Srimati Radharani is there. Mm-hmm. It's described in the Jagannath Ashtakam, I can tell you this much. Para brahma pira kuvalaya dolot pula nayano Nibasi niladra nehita charano nanta sirasi Rasanandi radhasa rasa vapur alingana suko Jagannatha swami nayana patagami bhavatu me. Jagannatha swami nayana patagami bhavatu me. Rasanandhi rada sarasavapu alingana suko. Well, first we should start with the first part of this. Parabrahma pita kuvalaya dolot fulanayana. Lord Jagannath is described as, there's two different ways people translate this. One way is that the Lord has his feet on the head of Lord Brahma. Kind of a strange purport to it. What does that mean? He has his feet on the head of Lord Brahma. Another meaning is, though, Parabrahmapita, is that he's the last limit of transcendence. Lord Jagannath is known as Mahabhav Prakash. A very big subject. And we were alluding to that this morning, I think. And I was telling you it would take us some time to answer that question. And I touched on it very briefly. Maybe we'll have to tell that story sometime here, but that's a whole other hour-long class, at least. So, Parabrahma pida kuvalaya dalot phula nayana nibasi niladuni hita charano nanta sirasi. He's the last limit of transcendence, but this form of the Lord is living, not in Vrindavan, but he's nibasi niladu. He's living in Nilachal Dham. And rasanandi radha sarasavapur alinganasuko. He's always getting intense pleasure from embracing Srimati Radharani to his chest. Have you seen Jagannath before?
Yeah.
Have you seen Radharani there?
Well,
no. I haven't seen Radharani there. But it's saying here, Rasanandi Radha Sarasavapura Lingana Sukho, Radharani. What does it mean? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Narayana, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. But he's in a particular mood. He's Krishna Viraha Vidura Rupa. If separation from Krishna can manifest a form, that form is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Jagannath is also a combined form of Radha and Krishna. I'm getting right to the skinny. This is the end of a 20-page introduction in this article, which will answer a lot more of your questions and give a lot more pramanas and a lot more evidences to support this thing. Many things which even most of the pundits in Puri don't know. Many secret things about Lord Jagannath, which we found out, very fascinating, which proved very conclusively it is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. And Radharani is there in his heart. So Jagannath, he's Radha Viraha Vidura Roop. If separation from Radharani can manifest a form, that form is Lord Jagannath. So these two opposites, Krishna Viraha Vidura Roop, the embodiment of separation from Krishna, was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Radha Viraha Vidura Roop, the embodiment of separation from Radharani, was Jagannath. They have a strange meeting in Jagannath Puri. And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was worshipping Lord Jagannath, because Radharani is there. It's a very, very high subject matter. Is that okay? Does that make some sense? Mm-hmm. There's more pramanas and more things, but we have a magazine if anybody would like to read that. Anything else? Somebody's getting tired, huh? But he's so gentle. Yeah. Most children, when they get very tired, they start breaking things and running here and there.
It must be your person. It's your word. It usually is like all of them.
His name is breaking.
Okay. How old is he now?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in America, if someone, if a soldier goes to war and they get wounded in the war, then they get a purple heart. It's a kind of medal, a medallion. I always said that parents, you know, who have 2 or 3 year old children, they should also have a purple heart.
So there's the other name of Gadadhar, Gadai?
Gadai, it's a short.
Gadai.
In the Totogopinath temple, they sing every day, they'll sing Jai Gopinath, and they also sing Jai Gadai Garanga.
There's, I have a couple of questions. one is, maybe you can just confirm it. Somewhere, it is, maybe it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said that if you have some stone pieces of Gaura Dasana, then in order to not commit offenses in the worship, you must be on the level of Ruchi, Nishto Ruchi.
I'm not familiar with that quote, but it sounds, it makes some sense. I've heard some similar things like that, that the worship of Gorgadadhar is on Raghunuga Bhakti, is Raghunuga Bhakti. And they say that Raghunuga Bhakti begins on the platform, begins with Ruchi, begins with Bhav, like that. So that makes some sense. On the other hand, also, the worship of Gaura Nityananda is also Raghunuga Bhakti, too. That's the only thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worship is. That's the only thing we can do. We're not following all the rules and regulations. We can't do that. But we're doing something. We're not trying to jump something beyond what we have. Our rules and regulations are to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Janas. But what Srila Prabhupada gave is completely spontaneous devotion. And it's ironic that sometimes people in India, such as some Babaji's at Radhakund, they criticize Srila Prabhupada and his movement for being virasik, or not being very rasik, and not following Raghunuga Bhakti. But Prabhupada's movement's all about that. He broke all the rules. He left Radhakund, went to the West by a boat. People are not supposed to do that by Shastri, not supposed to go overseas. He preached to a bunch of crazy hippies and people about Krishna. Why did he do that? For the pleasure of Krishna. He gave up those rules and regulations. He allowed ladies to live in the temple. He gave initiation to ladies. He stayed in an apartment with somebody who was keeping meat in the refrigerator, they're saying today. He's breaking all these rules. What was his purpose in doing that? The pleasure of Krishna. When someone doesn't follow the rules and regulations of Shastra for the pleasure of the Lord, we call that Raghunuga Bhakti. We don't often use that phrase because we don't want to encourage devotees to artificially, you know, try to do something that they're not on. But we can't, our position is not by the rules and regulations. We have the rules and regulations that Prabhupada gave us. But Prabhupada gave us this Tulsi worship, Sri Radha Govinda Prem, Sadayina Bhasi, we're praying, please give me Govinda Prem, please make me into, please give me Nikunja Seva, make me into your Manjari. There's some of Prabhupada's godbrothers wouldn't allow this song to be sung in Gaudiya Math temples because it's too high. And they consider that if people hear this song, who knows what they're going to be thinking, what they're going to do. But Prabhupada had it. I suspect Prabhupada got that song, this is a footnote, when he was staying at the Radhadamodar temple, because I've noted that at the Radhadamodar temple, they sing that song every day. And the Goswamis there, they say that they've been doing that for a long time. And Prabhupada, he saw what was appropriate for us. And he gave like that. So, yes, people say like that, that Gorgadadhar worship is on the platform of Bhav. Yes, real worship is definitely on the platform of Bhav. Sometimes we say that Gornityananda, they don't accept offenses. So very good, I can worship and I can commit offenses. We might think, please excuse me for saying some bad thing, but they're like nigger deities. And I can do whatever I want with them. That's a very, very horrible attitude. It's the Lord. We should be very, very respectful. And the only way to worship the Lord is with spontaneous love. Not just Gorgadadhar, but also Gornityananda. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu is a little more merciful, and their mood is Gornitai, is more of a broad mood than the mood of Gorgadadhar. The mood of Gorgadadhar was more of a secret, private kind of thing. Okay? You have another question?
Another question, but another one came up here. So is that when what you're saying is that Prabhupada, he was breaking the rules and he was on the more on a spontaneous platform, of course.
Externally, he was breaking some of the rules.
Yeah, but he was doing it for freedom. So really, like the mood of like Sankirtan. It's also
breaking rules.
It's also coming into that because you become inspired and Krishna inspires you to say things and do things, which is not breaking certain rules, but breaking in order to make it more palatable for the receiver. Or the person who really needs it, then sometimes you have to go, understand their mood in order to,
And you have to also break some rules. I have a friend who was distributing books with me once at a... I had a friend who was once distributing books at a fair in America, like a country fair. And he stopped some man who had a little boy. And he talked to him for a minute and was offering a book. The man was going to take the book. And suddenly, the man touched the little boy in some place. And, oh my God, he had stool all over his hand. The glories of being a parent, I don't know. He had all this stool all over his hand. And then he turned to the devotee and goes, here, give me the book. And the devotee's looking. He's got stool on his hand. He just kind of turned his head and gave him the book. He's breaking all the rules and regulations in that way. Huh? But there's a higher purpose. This is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Adi Leela chapter 3, Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that I'm always coming in different avatars, but these different avatars, they can't give this Braj Prem. Only I can give this Braj Prem. And this Braj Prem is the only thing which is satisfying for me. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. This Raga Marga Prema Ditti. He came to give Rag Marga. This is his purpose in coming and doing that. He wants to give this ecstatic love. And that's real Sankirtan. Otherwise, it's not Sankirtan. It may be Kirtan, but it's not Sankirtan. Sankirtan means Samyak Kirtan, complete Kirtan. Jiva Goswami says it means Krishna praying. It has two meanings. One meaning is when many people come together and sing. Another meaning is complete kirtan. In Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this is Brihat Mridanga Sankirtan. This book distribution. That's also a kind of kirtan. But it's a Brihat Mridanga because it's louder with his books. But that should also be done as Sankirtan. A real book distributor is someone who has Krishna praying. And we should aspire for that thing, and we should pray every day. Look, I'm happy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada, I'm happy, I want to do this service to please you. But prema dana vina vyarta daridra jivana dasa kori vetan more deha prema dana. I'll work for you, but I want some wage. I want a salary. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays. He says, I want deha more. But what is that payment I want? Deha prema dana. This is a bona fide desire. We should want this Krishna praying. And yes, I'm working for you. I'm working for Lord Nityananda. I'm working for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When is that day going to come? Kabhi habi bolo se dinamar. When will that day come when I get that Krishna praying? Then I can really preach. I can really be a book distributor. Otherwise, what are you doing, my Lord? You're engaging me in this service. Okay, I'm a servant of the servant of the servant. I can't really do it properly. But please, if you're a petite pavan, Koranga karuna koro dina hina jane. Koranga karuna koro dina hina jane. You please be merciful to me. I'm the most fallen person there is. Mosam apatita prabhu nahi tribhuvani. Jaridoyan nakoribe patita dekiya. He has a concern. Maybe you won't give me mercy when you see how fallen that I am. And I'm coming from Copenhagen. I'm coming from Amsterdam. I'm really fallen. Maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to say, well, okay, I'd like to give mercy to everyone, but you're really pretty bad. You know, there's a lot of more qualified people than you. We'll give mercy to them. And he says, hey, if you do that, he threatens the Lord. If you see how fallen I am and you don't want to give me mercy because of that, then patita pavana nama kishera lagiya. We'll have to change your name. Everybody's going around the streets, Pati Pavan Gorahari Ki. It's a lie. It's a lie. You're not Pati Pavan. You're not the deliverer of the fallen. I'm fallen. If you don't save me, then in your name, Pati Pavan, has no meaning. So you have to save me. Amita Adama Tumi Adama Tarana Ubaye Sambandae Patita Pavana. Haridas Thakur says in Harinam Chintamani, I'm fallen. This is my position. You're the deliverer of the fallen. You should save me. Okay? There's different ragas at different times of the day. And they evoke different moods, different emotions. This rag is called Iman rag. Every night when Krishna comes home from herding the cows, he takes his dinner with Nanda Maharaj and Madhu Mangal, some of the boys. And then after dinner, they have a show. There's some juggling. They have some jugglers there. They have some magicians and different things. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. Hare Bhavi. You're Yudhisthira?
Yes.
Yes, we heard about you. All good things. Don't worry.
<They're alive. laughs>
You're not going to stay for some prasadam?
Well, I'm working tomorrow morning.
Stay.
Of course.
Stay.
Just hold your hand out and he'll put something in your hand.
It's on the altar. Okay.
Just coming out. He should not see because he shouldn't get sugar before that
stuff. Huh?
Oh. He doesn't like sugar, does he?
I'm talking about him.
Oh, it's prasadam. Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't have another bhajan. Stop.
Stay for prasadam. taken for something.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, just two or three mantras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
That's called Iman Rag, and they say that it's a very, children like that raga very much. Krishna likes that every night.
Hey, Noah.